Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalm 34:1. This is a day that the Lord has made, and let's rejoice in it. Amen, amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries here on Blog Talk Radio. We're here every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to welcome all listeners to the show today, whether by web or by phone. We are glad that you took part, time out of your busy day to be a part of the show today. Amen. Glory to God. We do hope and pray that you had a blessed day today in the name of the Lord. I have just a quick couple of announcements, general announcement. We want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. We are a ministry without walls and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Prophet Javon Wright is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. For more information on how to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, you can email Prophet Javon at yrowell50@gmail.com or connect with her on Facebook, Prophet Javon A. Ryle, and you can leave her a message there. Also, Prophet Javon Ryle is a mentor, a life coach. She licensed and also she's ordained. So if you are called to the ministry or chosen to do the work of the ministry and you looking for a leader, she will be excellent for us. She is a powerful woman of God. She is chosen by God to do great, great works. And I tell you from my experience as her being my leader, that I have truly grown under her leadership, and she has truly, truly been a blessing to me, and she has always steered me in the right direction. Amen, because many won't steer you in the right direction because they may not have the heart for it, but she has the heart, a heart full of love to help those that God has chosen for her to lead, and she is a great leader. Amen. So you want to get connected with her if you want to be up on this ministry, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. I can tell you for a true fact, this is a ministry that is being led by the Spirit. It's a ministry that is doing the work. It's a ministry that is teaching the truth. What an awesome team of leaders we have on the WOW team, and I thank God for each and every one of them. I thank him for Pastor Ryle, Prophetess. I thank him for Evangelist Askew, Prophetess Martha, and Minister Michelle. Just being a part of this team has truly been a blessing to me, and I just pray to God that that he will bless each and every one of them. They are awesome men and women of God. So you want to get connected to what God is doing with the WOW team. He's going to do some great things, special miracles and signs and wonders is going to come through this team. Amen. Glory to God. Also, Prophetess Yvonne also have ministries up under her as well and have sent out ministries before. Amen. One of the ministries of Our Power, and it's every Sunday. Prophetess Martha is the Pathetic Corner host from 6 o'clock to 6:30 p.m. I hope you tuned in today to the show. She was in Proverbs today talking about, do you trust the Lord? Do you really trust the Lord? An awesome message. If you missed it, you could go back to the archive and listen to that show because all of the shows are pre-recorded. Or you can check out her Facebook page, Prophetess Martha, and her message should be on her page there. So if you missed it, you still got a chance to listen to the message. It was on fire. Amen. The second half of the Hour of Power is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Our minister, Elaine, is the host from 6:30 to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. As we said earlier, we are so glad that you took part time out of your busy day to be a part of the ministry today. Amen. Glory to God. We also want to remind you of one word from the Lord, which comes on every Tuesday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. And the host is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. Hallelujah. She has the word of God upon her tongue. She is a true prophet of God. Amen. Amen. And she wears that title well. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Also, we want to remind you of our Friday night prayer conference call. We have them every first Friday of every month. The next one is November the 7th. It's at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have worship. We have a preach word. And we pray for everyone that's on the line. The call-in number is 1-605-475-4000. Access code 4946-70#. And make sure you match the pound button, so you want to lock that in your phone. Amen. Also, we do hope and pray that you tuned in yesterday with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry with your host, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askews, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. She's there every Saturday. So we do hope and pray that you tune in to hear what the Lord had to say through this powerful woman of God. Amen. A praying woman. Amen. Glory to God. Those are all of our announcements for the day. Keep those in mind. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. And while, before I get started with the prayer, call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. Amen. Hook some of them friends that you know, and so that they can hear the voice of truth. Hallelujah. Speaking through his servant. Hallelujah. I'm just a servant being used by the Lord. Amen. Now, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for life. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Father God, that you are God of all gods. Hallelujah, Jesus, there's no other. God, we thank you, God, for your everlasting love, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for supplying all of our needs, God. We thank you, Father God, for the roof over our heads, the clothes on our backs, Father God, the transportation, the job that you have given us. We thank you for all things, oh God. All things, oh God, we give you honor and we give you praise, Father. Father God, we just thank you. We just thank you because you are God. We thank you, Father God, for your son, for sending your only begotten son into the world, Father God, that all might have life through him if they would just believe in the one that you have sent. Oh, God, we just give you praise. We just give you honor. We exalt your name on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father God, we pray for the sick. We pray for the shut-in. We pray for the orphanage. We pray for those that are depressed. We pray for those who are behind prison bars. We pray for the children all over the world that may be homeless, those that need may have lost a parent. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will comfort them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I pray, Father God, that they will throw the place, all that they have, at the foot of the cross, because you said that you care for them, Lord. Father God, we just give you honor. We pray for comfort right now, Lord. Somebody need comfort, Lord. Father God, we just pray that you will comfort them in that time of trouble, in that time of sorrow. Father God, let them know, God, that you are able to heal the mind, that you're able to heal the body if they would just call on the name of Jesus. They don't have to go through it alone if they would just call on the name of the Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you right now. We just release peace. Somebody need peace, glory to God. We release peace, oh, all through the airways, even now, Lord. Release peace, a peace, the peace of God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You would just call on the name of Jesus. Come out of the world of sin. What you're seeking is in Jesus. The love that you're seeking is in him, glory to God. The peace that you're seeking is in him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we pray for this soul right now, God. oh God, that they will cry unto you, oh God, and pray for healing even now, Lord, in their lives, Father. Because God, we know that you are a healer. You said, I didn't come for the righteous. I didn't come for those that were not sick, but I came for those that needed a savior. I came for those that were sick and needed a doctor. Hallelujah to Jesus. Heal, Lord. Hallelujah. Touch the mind, Lord. Right now, God, purify and cleanse the mind with the blood of Jesus, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Because you are able to do all things. All things. No matter what you're going through. Oh, hallelujah. Don't give up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because Jesus came that you might have life and have life more abundantly in him. Hallelujah to Jesus. The call on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we give you honor and we give you praise for this very soul. You may not never know who it is, but you know. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you for this soul, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whew. Father God, we just praise you. We give you honor and we give you glory, for you are worthy of all our praises. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. What an awesome God we serve. God is able to do all things if we just believe. All things are possible if you believe. Hallelujah to Jesus. The message today, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be coming from 1 John today, the third chapter. 1 John, the third chapter. Amen. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 9. That's 1 John chapter 3, starting at verse number 9. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read the entirety of the chapter so you can get an understanding of God's word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Asking to Lord, I don't understand. Help me to understand. Help me to feel this love. Help me to receive your word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Help me to come out of the world of sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. So you know you can't come out and can't be delivered. You can't deliver yourself. It's only through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He is the way. Hallelujah. You should be there by now. 1 John, the third chapter, verse number 9, and the word of God read. Amen. Glory to God. Whosoever is born of God does not commit sin, for this seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. In this, the children of God, verse 10, in this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Now, that right there said a whole lot to us. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Our message title will be coming from this chapter, and the title will be, Who Do You Belong To? Hallelujah to Jesus. It was a songwriter that had a song. Hallelujah to Jesus. He said, who do you belong to? And he was actually talking to a female in this song. And I'm assuming that maybe this female had another guy on the side or something, because he wanted to know, who do you belong to? Well, my question to you today is, who do you belong to? Who do you obey? Because the scripture just told us, if we obey God, then we are children of God. But if we do not obey God, we are not children of God. We must obey. Who do you belong to? Do you belong to the world? Do you belong to Jody? Do you belong to your sugar daddy? Do you belong to your money? Do you belong to your husband and your children? Do you belong to church? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Most people will say, When you ask them who they belong to, they're going to say everything but Jesus. I belong to the church. I've been on the church road 30, 40 years. I belong to the church. I'm a Baptist. I'm a Methodist. I'm CME. I'm AME. I'm Pentecostal. I'm non-denomination. You know, I belong to that big church. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. My question is, who do you belong to? All of those things are denominations. Your name can be on the church roll, and you can belong to the church, but the question is, who do you really belong to? Hallelujah. And I'm going to talk about me, because my name was on the church roll. And I was going to church every Sunday. But on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I was doing everything that I was big enough and bad enough to do. I ain't always been saved. But I wonder, who do you belong to? Who do you obey? Hallelujah to Jesus. What does your life reflect? Do it reflect that you belong to God? Or do it reflect that you belong to the devil? Now, some people say you got a fence. But I'm going to tell you like Providence would say, who told you you had a fence? You can't be on the right side and on the left. You can only be on one. So if you're on the right side with the sheep, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't be over here with the goats, hallelujah to Jesus. Because when you are in the world, hallelujah to Jesus, in the world, there's much sin. Sin is all around you in the world. But the Bible says that when we belong to God and the word of God is within us, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, when we belong to God, we ain't going to do anything and everything. Glory to God. Because we belong to God. I want to know, who do you belong to? Who do you belong to? I mean, my point of view is, I really want to know. Because what you do, how you walk, how you dress, how you live your life shows who you belong to. Now, hallelujah, glory to God. We take a tree, got apples on it. I got a good apple tree. But something wrong with that tree if it got an orange on it, if it got a pear on it, something wrong with it. Hallelujah to Jesus. An apple tree should have apples on it. Hallelujah to Jesus. It should be no other fruit on that tree. And the way we live our lives and the type of fruit that we bear shows who we belong to. That's why the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that we cannot serve two masters. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can't serve two masters. For the word of God says in Matthew, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to one and despise the other. Hallelujah. In other words, you can't have two. You can't love both of them. You're only going to love one. That's the way it is in relationship. You know, when people are playing those games in relationship, they'll have a woman over here, another woman over here. Well, who do you really belong to? Now, if you're married, you belong to your wife. But yet you're out in the street. What? Who you belong to? Hallelujah to Jesus. You know, I belong to church. Oh, hallelujah. So many people say, I belong to the church. I belong to my mama, my grandmama's church. They put the first brick in the church. But let me tell you something. Your name can be on the road in the church, but if you don't belong to Jesus, you're going to lift your eyes up in hell. Because, see, the Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, we must know who Jesus is. We must know the Son of God. Being on a church roll is not going to take us to heaven. We got to belong to Jesus. We got to live for Jesus every day of the week. We can't just live for Jesus on Sunday, on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. You're living for the devil. Oh, hallelujah. But I belong to the church. And we say that we know God, but our lifestyle and the fruit that we bear don't show it. Hallelujah. We're doing everything we're big enough and bad enough to do outside of the church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who do you belong to? Do you really know Jesus for real? You know, it's time out for playing church. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you living a righteous life before God? Or are you living an unrighteous life, a life of sin? I mean, what's on your tree? Is adultery on your tree? Is theft and lying on your tree? Is whole money on your tree? Fornication, adultery, all of those things on your tree? The pride of life, is it on your tree? Hallelujah. Or are you hiding behind a mask? Hallelujah. Who do you belong to? Because God says those that belong to him, they live a righteous life. Are they perfect? No. But they're living for Jesus. Their light is shining among the darkness. They have honor and respect. They fear God. They obey God. They do what's right. They pay their tithes and their offerings. They help others. Hallelujah to Jesus. Who do you belong to? Hallelujah to Jesus. Who do you belong to? Do you belong to the world? Do you belong to your pain? Do you belong to your money? Who do you belong to? For real. But see, the word tells us, hallelujah to Jesus, that we must belong to Jesus. See, if we don't know Jesus, we don't know the Father. Hallelujah. We don't know Abba the Father if we don't belong to Jesus. We don't know Jesus because if we cannot get to God only except through Jesus. Hallelujah. There's no other way. Jesus is the only way. And you must belong to him. Hallelujah. Because even in the word of God, Jesus said to the Pharisees and religious leaders, he told them, he said, look, I'm paraphrasing. He says, if you really knew the Father, because, you know, they were good at saying they were Abraham's seed. They were good at saying Abraham our father. But he said, if you really knew the Father, then you would know me. But you don't know me because you don't belong to me. Neither do you know my Father. Because if your lifestyle does not line up with the word of God, precept by precept, glory to God, you got the question. Who do you belong to? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Many say, I belong to the Lord. I belong to God. But you ain't living for God. You're doing everything else. You are not living for God. Many will be lost because I belong to the church. I belong to the church. He's not coming back for a building. He's coming back for a people. And he's coming back for the people that truly know him. He's coming back for the people that he has chosen, those that he has called. Hallelujah. Those that truly belong to the Lord. Hallelujah. Who do you belong to? Hallelujah to Jesus. Do you obey the law or do you obey the devil? Because the scripture just told us, hallelujah to Jesus, it's by who we obey that determines who we are. If we are living for Jesus, if we are doing the work of Jesus, hallelujah. If we're doing the things of the world, if we're living in sin, hallelujah, you can hide it. But God sees it. And he knows who belongs to him. Hallelujah to Jesus. He knows his own. That's why he said, my sheep know my voice. Hallelujah. And no other will they follow. When you belong to Jesus, you ain't going to do anything. Oh, hallelujah. You're not going to do anything. Wherever you are, whether you're at work, whether you're at church, wherever you are not going to do anything because the word of God will keep you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who do you belong to? Hallelujah to Jesus. If you don't know for real, It's time for you to find out, because the Son of Man is soon to return, and you must know him for yourself. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because it'll be a sad day when the Son of Man returns, and you come up to the pearly gate and say, I belong to the church. You're standing there at the pearly gates, glory to God, trying to get in. But he's going to say unto you, I know you not. Depart from me. You need to know who you belong to. Hallelujah. It's time to get it right. It's time to stop playing in the house of God. It's time out for doing everything in the church. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Who you belong to? If you don't remember nothing, I said it best. Who do you belong to? I want that to stick with you all week. Because there's so many people that first thing they will say, I belong to the church. I belong to the church. I belong to the church. I'm on the church row. I'm telling you, I was on the church row too. I sure was. And I did not know Jesus. I was not saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. I was working in the church. I was in the choir. I was ushering. Hallelujah to Jesus. But I was not saved. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I did not belong to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you about me now. I ain't talking about you. I'm just telling you about me. I wasn't saved. But I thank God that I'm saved. And I belong to him. Because, see, you know, Jesus paid a price for us to belong to him. He shedded his blood. He went to Calvary. He took all that stuff that he went through for us, that we can belong to him. So it's up to us to choose who we're going to serve. Today is the day. Tomorrow is not promised. Today is the day for you to choose who you're going to belong to. Whether you're going to belong to the Lord or whether you're going to belong to the devil, but you can't be in both places. Hallelujah to Jesus. Today is the day. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You need to decide this day who you will serve. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Many people don't want to come out of the world of sin. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says the children of the devil, they're living in sin. They don't belong to Jesus. You know, some of them say, well, I belong to Jesus. I know Jesus. I believe in God. The devil believes in God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, but he don't belong to him. Glory to God. The devil know the word, but he don't belong to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Hallelujah. But one thing about you, you can get forgiveness of your sins. See, the devil's already, he already know he's sinning for death. But you are not. You can change your life today and repent of your sin and come to Jesus and belong to the family of God, the body of Christ. That's where you want to be. Because everything you need is in Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'm going to ask that question again. Who do you belong to and who do you obey? We are running out of time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you don't know this man named Jesus, and if you don't belong to the Lord, if you're not in the household of faith, you will say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved and change your life today. Find your Bible-believing church. Get your Bible. I began to read it and develop a relationship with God. Leave me a message on Facebook. If you have given your life to Christ today, hallelujah, welcome to hallelujah to Jesus. We just thank God for all that he's already done, because he's able to heal, deliver, and set free. Who do you belong to and who do you obey? Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Glory to God. If you don't belong to Jesus, now is the time to find the true and living God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You want to be a part of this family. Hallelujah. You want your name to be changed. You want to be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you for tuning in today. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen and amen. Glory to God.